May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Children are usually told not to call other people names. And if they do call other people names, they may not go unpunished. And yet at least one particular presidential candidate for months has been calling his rivals names, and the electorate seems not only to be tolerating, but also even condoning such behavior. Behavior that at a minimum seems unbecoming of someone seeking the highest office in the land. There's also some name-calling in the gospel reading appointed for today, the Feast of the Holy Trinity. Jewish leaders call Jesus a Samaritan and say that he has a demon. And even Jesus arguably calls the Jewish leaders liars. The Jewish leaders, far more than saying something insulting, dishonor rather than glorify not only Jesus, but also the other two blessed persons of the Holy Trinity. This morning we consider today's gospel reading under the theme, The Glory of the Triune God. The apparent name-calling in today's gospel reading is not all that surprising, given the conversation between Jesus and the Jewish leaders that was going on in the preceding verses. Conversation especially about both who Jesus' father was and who the Jewish leader's father was. The Jewish leader suggested that Jesus was born of sexual immorality. And Jesus said that although they claimed to be children of Abraham, they were not of God, but children of the devil, a liar and the father of lies. No wonder the Jewish leaders called Jesus a Samaritan, a member of the race that the Jews fiercely hated and who hated the Jews back. And no wonder that the Jewish leaders said that not they, but Jesus, was possessed by an evil or unclean spirit and so should not be heard. The Jewish leaders totally rejected and dishonored Jesus and the Triune God. The Triune God that Jesus not only represents, but also of whom is the second person. For as we will confess in the Athanasian Creed later this morning, each blessed person of the Holy Trinity should have equal glory. Each one of us may be able to come up with other religions today that do not give equal glory to each blessed person of the Holy Trinity. Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons and Jews and Muslims do not believe, teach, and confess that Jesus even was a person of the Godhead. Other Christian religions might seem to be Trinitarian, but even they might not give the Triune God the honor and glory he deserves. Perhaps they believe, teach, and confess that Jesus did not do enough to save them without their also doing good works. Perhaps they believe, teach, and confess that God does not work through holy baptism, or that Jesus is not present with his body and blood in the sacrament of the altar. We may not dishonor and fail to glorify the Triune God with such false teaching, but do we not dishonor and fail to glorify the Triune God in other ways? We may not hold God's word sacred and gladly hear and learn it as we should. Or we may not lead holy lives according to his word. We may curse or swear by his name instead of calling upon his name in every trouble, praying, praising, and giving thanks. In today's gospel reading, Jesus says that he does not seek his own glory, but there is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. So we know that God the Father maintains the glory of the one whom he has sent, by judging and condemning those who will not recognize him. So Jesus does not call the Jewish leaders liars as a name, but judges them to be liars, those who do not truly believe in him. Jesus speaks of the death that all people, even Abraham by nature, deserve on account of their sin, unless they keep Jesus' word and the Father's word, which especially in his crucifixion reveals Jesus as true God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. And each blessed person of the Holy Trinity deserves equal glory. For the Jewish leaders, Abraham deserved great glory. In glory, no one was thought to be like unto Abraham. And the Jewish leaders were right in thinking that Jesus claimed to be greater than Abraham, not only making himself out to be, but also actually being true God. He used of himself the name of God that was given to Moses, I am. As we heard in today's Old Testament reading, Jesus was eternal God, although not yet 50 years old as a man then. And Abraham saw Jesus by faith. The Jewish leaders understood who Jesus claimed to be, and so they picked up stones to throw at him. But using one of his abilities as true God, the man Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple area. Jesus kept himself from being killed by the Jewish leaders until the hour came for him to be glorified, being lifted up on the cross. There and then, on the cross, Jesus tasted death for each one of us. As we heard in the second reading, Peter preached on the day of Pentecost that also David prophetically saw Jesus' death and resurrection for all people. And as today's gradual put it, using St. Paul's divinely inspired words, when we believe with our hearts and confess with our mouths, then we are justified and saved. By nature, we do not know that God, in order to believe with our hearts and confess with our mouths. For in a sense, we are possessed by unclean and unholy spirits. And yet in holy baptism, such unclean and unholy spirits are cast out from us, and the Holy Spirit is given to us in order that we may know, believe, and confess the triune God, whose name is put upon us at the baptismal font. Even today's psalm confesses that the Lord establishes strength or ordains praise out of the mouths of babes and infants at holy baptism. By that same name of the triune God, we who privately confess the sin that trouble us most are individually forgiven in holy absolution. And so individually absolved, we come to this rail and know the triune God best in the sacrament of the altar, where we have fellowship with him, his true body in bread and his true blood in wine, miraculously present as he hid himself and went out of the temple. In all these forms of his word, the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus and forgives our sins. Our seeking the forgiveness of sins from the triune God is the greatest worship of the gospel. We give equal glory to each blessed person of the Holy Trinity, even as their majesty is equal and co-eternal. And we, by grace through faith, are forgiven of our sins. We receive Christ's righteousness, his glory. We believe, teach, and confess rightly about the triune God. We lead holy lives according to his word, and we gladly hear his word and hold it sacred. When we fail to do so, we daily turn in repentance and with faith to receive again the triune God's forgiveness of sins, and in turn, we forgive one another. Like Abraham, we have rejoiced to see Jesus' day, and we are gloriously glad. The bodies of Abraham, the prophets, and others who have gone before us in the faith may rest in the ground, but as redeemed souls, they are alive with him, awaiting the resurrection of their bodies. And with the joy of the Messiah, they join with us to give thanks to God in the body of Christ. In him, we will never see the eternal death that we otherwise deserve. In him, there is no longer even the possibility of our doing so. Despite the derogatory name-calling in the presidential campaign, one of the candidates will eventually be called president. Far more important is our being called by the name of the triune God, our giving glory to him, and our receiving his glory by grace through faith. We close now with both the glory and the call to glorify that conclude our first distribution hymn. God the Father, light creator, to thee laud and honor be. To thee, light of light begotten, praise be sung eternally. Holy Spirit, light revealer, glory, glory be to thee. Mortals, angels, now and ever, praise the Holy Trinity. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.